Good morning and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Dorothy and I am a missionary at Damascus, where we are working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. Today we're going to be reflecting on our reading. It is from the Gospel passage, Matthew chapter 9, verse 1 through 8. And as I'm reading this, I just want to encourage you guys to place yourself in this situation. So Jesus is in a town where people come to him and ask him for gifts of the Holy Spirit and for healing. And I just want you guys to understand the circumstance that Jesus is in and what he chooses to do. So let's begin. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Come Holy Spirit, guide our mind, our thoughts, and our heart. So it says, after entering a boat, Jesus made the crossing and came into his own town. And there people brought to him a paralytic lying on a stretcher. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, courage, child, your sins are forgiven. At that, some of the scribes said to themselves, this man is blaspheming. Jesus knew what they were thinking and said, why do you harbor evil thoughts? Which is easier to say, your sins are forgiven, or to say, rise and walk? But that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins. He then said to the paralytic, rise, pick up your stretcher and go home. He rose and went home. But when the crowd saw this, they were struck with awe and glorified God who had given such authority to men. This gospel has a lot of powerful authority that has been given to the Father, to our Lord. And as our Lord gives it to his Son, that same power that he has, Jesus can heal, and he comes and he does situations and he moves in ways that is so hard for us to understand. But Jesus was instantly aware of both sides. And so Jesus was just in this town and three people came to him because they knew that there was something different about Jesus. They brought him a paralytic lying on a stretcher. And when they saw Jesus, they knew that something was going to happen. They anticipated Jesus moving in greater works than they've ever seen. And Jesus acknowledges it. Jesus actually says, courage, child, your sins are forgiven. Because they see the childlikeness of his children coming to him and begging that they would heal their friend. But at the same time, Jesus senses both sides. So he senses the faith and the courage in the crowd, but he also senses the scribes and Pharisees, because they even shout out this man is blaspheming. But Jesus knew what they were thinking before they even called anything out that was not true. And Jesus calls it out and says, why do you harbor evil thoughts? Which is easier to say, your sins are forgiven, or to say, rise and walk? And I don't know about you, but this hits home in my life, because so oftentimes I actually rely on my own strength rather than the faith that Jesus wants us to have for him to do great works. And so sometimes I look at Jesus and I say, you're not enough. I don't verbally say that, but with my actions, if something's going on in my life, I'm not like, Jesus, come and heal this person. Or if I do, sometimes I don't actually acknowledge that he can. I don't pray like it's going to happen. So this gospel actually really pushes me to reflect on how I pray to Jesus. Do I pray expecting that he's going to change things? Or do I pray just to check it off? But what he wants is this great faith that these friends had to bring this paralytic to him. What if we started bringing Jesus all of our worries, all of our thoughts, everything that actually consumes us in our normal day? What if we brought it to him? It took Jesus to do a miracle for everyone around to believe. But what if we actually had faith that Jesus didn't need to prove anything? That who Jesus said he was, we actually believe that. When Jesus said he was the way, he is the truth, he is the life, we believe it. And sometimes I wonder why it takes a miracle for us to actually give him a chance completely and fully. So today I just want to encourage us to actually be childlike again. So when we go into prayer or even meditating upon this gospel message and asking the Lord, truly, Lord, what have I not given to you that you can change a circumstance? And telling Jesus, Jesus, it's actually hard for me to believe that you can do so, but I'm going to give you a chance. And I just want to see what happens. and how the power of the Lord can actually move in our hearts. And Jesus, before he left, I don't know if you guys know this, but before he left on earth, he actually told his disciples, you are going to do my works and greater. And that's a huge statement, right? Because when Jesus walked on this earth, he healed the sick. He healed, like he actually gave sight to the blind. Jesus actually brought so many people this life that they didn't have before if they never met Jesus. But Jesus tells his disciples and tells his disciples to tell nations that we can do what Jesus did and greater. So Jesus actually healed this paralytic man and transformed his life. And what if we use the gifts that Jesus wants to give us to transform others? He has so much for you today, and I'm so excited to see what he does. God bless you.